Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we're off. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, another Saturday installment, the number one rated sports show in all of Southeast Georgia. High school football, college football, Atlanta Braves are making the playoffs. Playoff roster soon to be unveiled.
Soon to be unveiled. There's some decisions that have to be made over the weekend. And from what I understand, the roster is not set in stone yet for the Atlanta Braves.
His name is Kip Branch, and he is stuck in 1982.
I'm stuck in 1982. What I am, though, is a color commentator for the Brunswick High School Pirates, who got a victory last night over New Hampstead, 29-19, in Pooler, Georgia. That's what I am today.
We'll jump into the games in just a moment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Shell and Hogan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's Island at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031, or online at shellhogan.com.
So some scores from around the area from last night. Colquitt beats Grayson 31-7. That was a big game.
Grayson's a good program, and just Colquitt beat them like they were like somebody beating Vandy in the SEC.
Maybe the game of the week from around the state. Lowndes beats Valdosta 24-0.
I didn't see Valdosta getting shut out as many points as they've been scoring, and Lowndes beats them 24-0. Wow, that's got to be the Cat Nation over there in Wintersville has got to be hurting this morning. They butt hurt. I should have put them on the butt hurt list, but maybe next time.
Okay. In an eyebrow-raising game, Warner Robins beats Northside Warner Robins. Listen to this, 39-0. When's the last time, I wonder, it's been that Northside Warner Robins have been shut out by anybody?
Northside's struggling. 39-0. Your biggest rivalry game, and you're getting that's two or three losses already for the Eagles this football season.
Mm-hmm. Bradwell shuts out Long 34-0. Kip, of course, the aforementioned game. Brunswick High beats New Hampstead on the road 29-19. Burke takes down Effingham 49-34. Ware came into Glenn County Stadium and dominated the Red Terriers last night 35-13, the final there. Richmond Hill goes down to Liberty 31-23. Another big game from around the area. Two undefeateds. Pierce County knocks off South Effingham 42-28.
Wow. The Mustangs, they've been appearing in your fantasy top 10 list. So
And here's a little caveat for you. We will do, of course, the power rankings later in the show, and I'm going to be honest with you. It was a tussle to figure out who the number one team was going to be when you have an undefeated Pierce that beat an undefeated South Effingham and an undefeated Lowndes that beat an undefeated Valdosta.
Who was number one last week, by the way? Lowndes was number two. So
Valdosta was number one last week.
Yeah, there's no drama in this. You're trying to create some drama in for the segment coming up, but I'm sure we'll dissect that pretty well when we get into it.
It was a tough call. Wes Lawrence takes down Statesboro 21-7. Wayne County comes back.
They were down 24-7 in that ball game.
Came back to beat Affling 33-24. Another team that came back to win, Brantley, improves a 3-1 break up the Herons. 31-24 over Berrien.
They might start using that word that they haven't used over there in a long time.
Playoffs.
That's a word that they've banished from the English language over there during football season. Could be the case over in Brantley this year.
Jeff Davis stays undefeated. They thump Bacon 54-14. Metter upsets Toombs 14-3. Toombs taken down from the ranks of the unbeaten.
Oh, they were. That was a team that jumped into your top 10 last week. It's good. That's good the way you spin that. You're a good spin doctor. I like that.
I don't know what's going on in Charlton County, but they lost again. They lost to Turner this time, 21-14.
I know what's going on with Charlton. Rich McWhorter left, and I guess he looked through the middle school ranks of what was coming, and so he decided that he wanted to take his talent somewhere else.
Irwin County, 31-0 winners over Telfair. MCA had a 21-20 lead late on Calvary Day, and they couldn't quite hold it. They go down 28-21, but nobody even anticipated that game to be that close.
McIntosh, it won't be long. Give this guy, we keep saying that, stick with this guy for 4 or 5 years up there.
Yeah.
And you're going to do good things in McIntosh County in single A.
Well, the difference with Bradley Warren is, obviously, he's coming in year one and made a huge impact when they're being competitive with Calvary Day, as well as he's the athletic director on top of that. So he's got a little bit of pull on what happens there, too.
So he's running things is what you're saying.
He's running part of it, yeah. And Bullock Academy, 71 points on Augusta Prep. 71-14 winners.
Augusta Prep, apparently. Never mind. I'm not going to say that about them. I'm sure they're out there giving it their best every week.
Well,
they're giving up basketball scores every Friday night.
It's not like Bullock Academy is a slouch.
No, they're not, but they got to beat Frederica coming up, and we'll see what they're made of.
Well, Bullock Academy has done a pretty – you might see – you might. I'm just throwing this out there. I'm not saying you will. You might see Bullock Academy slide into the Jason Bishop Top 10 Power Ranking later in the show.
We better not. We better not see them slide into anything. Okay. Brunswick High last night. Proud of the Pirates. 1-3 on the season. They got down to New Hampstead 19-7 and just took over the football game in the second half. That defense last night, Coach Thomas Tedder and that defense, they probably didn't give up 200 yards of total offense with the brown kid that's going to Central Florida, who we're going to talk about later in segment three. And we're going to talk about Central Florida Knights in an upcoming segment on this show. You can set the clock. You can bank on that. We're going to talk about Central Florida in a segment that you say I dominate, which we're going to talk about them upcoming. But the Pirates looked very good on defense last night. KJ Lee came in late in the first half, and just the offense just took off under him. Anthony Mountain's banged up, nicked up a little bit, was kind of ineffective. He's got to heal up. He's taking some shots. So KJ came in, looked good. Jacoby Hill ran like an SEC running back last night between the tackles. Running game was there. And the Pirates got back on track last night.
Newsflash, Kip's not a believer in Central Florida.
I never have been. And Pitt proved that last week. And you sit here and dismiss that when I said, man, we'll see about them.
Well, I'll have something to say about that game.
Of course you will.
In the week in review.
Of course you will.
On the other side of the break.
Of course you will. You're a spin doctor, man. To work for a political campaign.
All I do is tell you the truth. You just don't like what I have to say. All I do is tell the truth, and then you don't like it, and so then you call me a spin doctor.
You're a spin doctor or a whistleblower.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031, or online, shellhogan.com.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. The new Tennessee fight song has been changed to Rocky Slop. Notre Dame, shut up and beat a top 10 team. The best win you have in the last decade is Syracuse. I told you the Giants should have been starting Daniel Jones all along. If you don't think things can get any worse, then you aren't a Miami Dolphins fan. Have the Dolphins even had a decent quarterback since Marino? Bruce Bochy, thanks for everything you've done for baseball, even though everything you've done has been on the West Coast. So thank you from the West Coast of baseball. Jim Harbaugh, I hear Lane Kiffin needs a good DC at FAU. All it took to beat Central Florida was the Knights being on the road and a hostile crowd with a third-string quarterback and a trick play for the game winner. That's all. Packers, will you please get Aaron Rodgers a running game? Doug Peterson has better hair than Dana Holgorsen. I sure wish the baseball gods would stop injuring the Atlanta Braves. Netflix, new Bill Burr, watch it. And these are my thoughts.
Let's get the perspective right here. Let's go ahead and let's get it out on the table right now. Let's hear the UCF, the University of Central Florida, apologetics start. Let's go. Go. Let's hear it.
There's no apology. Look, yeah. They went on the road. They played a tough Pitt team in a hostile environment.
A Pitt team that you said they were going to blow out last week.
They had their third-string quarterback going. They got down by a huge deficit early on. They fought their way all the way back, took the lead late. They ran out of gas defensively because they had to be on the field so much for the huge comeback. And then even that wasn't enough to have them beat. Pitt had to go to the extreme of running a trick play for the game winner because they couldn't get the ball in the end zone in a standard way. They had to pull out a trick play out of the back of their hat to be able to get the ball in the end zone. Otherwise, UCF wins the football game. That's all it took.
So, first month of the season, pretty much done, week five now, and Central Florida finally is out of the playoff discussion early this year. We knew that was coming, but they're out of the discussion now. There's no way they get back in. They were never in the discussion to begin with people that know a little bit about college football. But now they're officially out, and we've got the, people that run around and beat their chest for the underdogs of the world, like Jason Bishop, that are going to still continue to beat that drum. But it's okay. Jim Harbaugh, just shut up. Win some football games.
We'll jump into our college football pick'em and we'll have to rapid fire it. But this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, M&B Liquors, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes.
What are we laughing at?
I love this read. Raccoons to bats. Foxes, the possum, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700. I've never seen anybody remove a coyote. I'd actually pay to go see that. I would pay to go watch that.
All right, college football pick 'em. All right, Penn State at Maryland. I'm going to go ahead and tell you I like Penn State to score 59 points, not give up anything to Maryland.
Penn State's a playoff contender because they beat Pitt, who beat Central Florida, right? Next.
Arizona State beats Cal 24-17 in upset. Rutgers at Michigan. I'll take the Wolverines.
I'll take Michigan, too, to bounce back after that debacle last week.
23, Texas A&M at Arkansas. I'll take the Aggies.
Ooh, this one could be ugly today.
Middle Tennessee at 14, Iowa.
I'll take the Hawkeyes over Middle Tennessee, but Middle Tennessee is going to be scrappy.
Texas Tech at Oklahoma.
I'll take Oklahoma.
Northwestern at 8, Wisconsin. I kind of wanted to pull the trigger on this game, but I'm going to stick with Wisconsin a little bit longer. Wisconsin wins.
I think Wisconsin grinds them up today.
Indiana at 25, Michigan State. I think this will be a close game. Indiana might have a chance to win late, but I'll take Michigan State.
I'll take Michigan State at home.
Clemson at North Carolina. This has upset. Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson's going to hammer Mac Brown, and it's might not be. It's going to be ugly.
18, Virginia at Notre Dame. This game is close. Notre Dame wins by the skin of their teeth.
This game is in South Bend, Indiana, and Notre Dame will beat Virginia by 2 touchdowns or more.
Okay, all right. Ole Miss at number 2, Alabama, Alabama.
Alabama may score 60 points for the third straight year on Ole Miss.
21, USC at 17, Washington. Washington begins to separate themselves from the rest of the Pac-12. They win.
Historically, Washington struggles against USC, but I'll take Washington today at home.
Towson at number 9, Florida. No, should be no hiccups for the Gators.
Wow, who scheduled this game? I'll take Florida.
UConn at 22, Central Florida. Central Florida will put 70 on UConn today.
Of course they will. They're playing a nobody. When they play teams with a pulse, you see what saw what happened last week.
Mississippi State at number 7, Auburn, Auburn.
Auburn's going to win this game, but this game's going to be close. It's going to be a close football game.
Huh. Okay. 24, Kansas State will lose today to Oklahoma State.
Yes, they will. Oklahoma State had Texas on the ropes last week, and they're going to beat Kansas State today.
Number 5, Ohio State on the road at Nebraska. Look for the Buckeyes to struggle for the first time this season, but they'll find a way to win.
Nebraska turns the football over way too much. They're one of the leading teams in the nation right now turning the football over. Ohio State pulls away from them late.
Washington State at number 19, Utah. I'll take Utah at home.
I almost picked this as an upset, but Utah's going to beat Washington State because Washington State has not ever heard of the word defense.
Northern Illinois at Vandy. I'll take Vandy.
I'll take Vandy.
Kentucky at South Carolina. This is a must-get game for Will Muschamp. If he doesn't win this game, you're going to start hearing the ramp-up of the exodus of Will Muschamp at South Carolina.
And they're going to win today.
Georgia Tech at Temple. I'll take Temple.
I'm going to take Temple, too. Tech is hammered with probation, and they're not very good on top of it.
NC State at Florida State. Boy, Florida State better win. I'll take the Noles.
I'm going to take NC State. I don't think Florida State's a good football team. I think NC State goes on the road and wins.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, that is what happened, Mr. Branch.
What's that?
Central Florida being on the road. Third-string quarterback, hostile environment, a decent football team, and they had to run a trick play at the end to win.
This just proves the point to me that I was telling you all along. If Central Florida
Central Florida's good?
If they were in the ACC, they'd be a lower, middle-of-the-pack lower team because Pitt is, what, a middle of the pack ACC team.
Well, Central Florida beat Pitt last year, and realistically, well, they didn't the only
beat
team
Pitt this year. Here you are living in the past. We're talking about last week.
You're not. Yeah. I know you're not telling me about living in the past.
I'm telling you, last week,
the pot calling the kettle black.
Central Florida is a middle of the pack ACC team at best, and the ACC outside of Clemson is garbage. And you're going to see Virginia get exposed as a fraud today in South Bend. So Central Florida is at best a middle of the pack ACC team. At best.
If Central Florida played in the ACC, they would beat everybody consistently except for Clemson.
They lost to Pitt last week. They're a middle of the pack ACC team.
And again,
they would not beat NC State.
Third string quarterback.
They won't even beat Florida State.
On the road. Yeah. Trick play to beat them. I mean, I don't know what you're looking for.
They're a middle of the pack ACC team.
Maybe they're a middle of the pack team if they're playing with their third string quarterback every game. Sure, I'll give you that.
Well, we knew they had quarterback issues going into the season, but you've been on that bandwagon until they lost. All that kind of stuff. And now that they've lost, here you are.
What do I sound like?
I mean, you sound like I don't know. I can't say that.
I sound like a
race.
Person that knows what I'm talking about.
No, you sound like an apologetic, a UCF apologist is what you sound like.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch. The Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Ware County Gators came into Glenn County Stadium needing a win against Glenn Academy, and they got that win, dominating the Terriers 35-13. Brunswick, also in need of a win, got it as well, coming from behind to win 29-19 over New Hampstead. MCA and Calvary Day squared off in a game that most thought Calvary Day would dominate. MCA instead hung tough but lost a heartbreaker 28-21. Brantley took down Berrien 31-24. Wayne also comes back from a big deficit against Appling to win 33-24. And finally, Pierce knocks off South Effingham 42-28 to stay unbeaten.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You want to talk about, oh, I deal with this every Saturday. Well, every Saturday what happens is I end up letting you walk out of here smarter than what you were when you came in.
Central Florida could not beat but two teams in the SEC this year.
Don't you have a segment to do?
Yes.
All right, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by CPOM's Coastal Realty, by Nat's Landing, and by Southern Hardware. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on Bishop Media Sports Network.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites. Great service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare, from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow. And we hope to see you soon.
Okay, so here's the interactive segment.
Interactive, Kip, man.
This is Kip's butthurt list. Go.
Number 5 on the butthurt list this week, Jason. The 0-3 Washington Redskins. Here's a team that just is going nowhere fast. They're probably going to fire a head coach. They're just struggling. 0-3, three Super Bowl rings, proud franchise. 0-3. I just don't get it. The Washington Redskins are one of those teams.
They need a new owner.
In a big market, they should be more competitive than what they are.
They need a new owner.
Well, that's debatable. They need some influx of talent instead of a 49-year-old Adrian Peterson at running back. Number 4, the non-playoff making, big money spending Chicago Cubs.
That's good.
Yeah, they have spent a lot of money. Even at the trade deadline, they went out and got Craig Kimbrell, who stayed on the injured list for the better part of the last part of the season. The Cubs have
They didn't get him at the trade deadline. They signed him as a free agent.
They signed him as a free agent, and the Cubs have nosedived down the stretch.
He was a complete non-factor for them.
Yes, he was. Cubs drove over cliff, nosedive. They're not even going. They're going to finish third in the National League Central Division. Number 3 on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the 93-win Cleveland Indians ball team. They're butthurt. They got 93 wins.
And they're going to the house.
And they're going to the house. And that's a tough pill to swallow. The Twins have hit 900 home. Now they've hit over 300 home runs, won 100 games. And the Indians had a chance. They caught them and then fell apart down the stretch.
Okay.
Number 2 on the butthurt list this week, the University of Central Florida Knights. All these excuses. Oh, we should be in the playoff. These paper champions, cardboard champions. We're better than Alabama 2 years ago. You know, you got a chance to go out and make a statement.
Nobody will play them.
Well, obviously, Pitt did last week, a middle-of-the-pack ACC team. You go on the road, you play this team, and you lose to them. There's no excuses for Central Florida. You talk about playoffs and being disrespected, and you got Jason Bishop running around wearing the cape of, oh, the underdogs. I'm forever for the underdogs, the underdog mentality. You had a chance to do it. Just shut up. You lost the pit.
I can only imagine who number one is if you don't have Central Florida at number one.
Oh, number one's a good one.
Okay.
Number one is the 0-3 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
They are a dumpster fire, and Big Ben's hurt. Steeler Nation, a proud franchise. All those Super Bowl rings, they're 0-3. They're in last place in their division. Most people picked them. A lot of people picked them to win that division before the season started. Probably going to end up firing Mike Tomlin. Antonio Brown killed the locker room before he left. I mean, they got real issues in Pittsburgh right now.
They're not firing Tomlin.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
They may not. They got to get a quarterback. No, Big Ben, I think his career may be close to being over.
Eli's on this market, probably.
Eli's done as well.
I said this several weeks ago.
Yep.
That, you know, Eli Manning's time is over. It's time to move on to Daniel Jones.
No, you didn't. You said on this show, we had an argument about it.
I like how you just figured out No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. We argued on this show about, oh, Eli's entitled because he wants 2 Super Bowl rings in New York. He's entitled to do whatever he wants to. If they go 1-15 or 2-14, so be it. He's won 2 Super Bowls there.
Yeah, I feel that way. But his time's now up.
Apparently it is. I mean, they brought in this kid last week, and they got a win on the road in Tampa.
Eli has won 2 Super Bowls for that organization. He's done a lot for that franchise. He should be allowed to play until he doesn't want to play anymore as the starter, but it's time for him to move on now.
You make absolutely no sense, but that's what I've grown accustomed to. And so Eli would probably be a good coach. He might can go back to Ole Miss and be an offensive coordinator. I mean, he's loved there. He's loved in New York. You say what you want to about Eli. I like Eli Manning. I think he's been a great quarterback. I think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. You know, everybody gets old. I mean, his skills are deteriorating, but I'll give him credit. I'm serious now. Eli Manning has handled this benching with more class than just about anybody you'd ever run across.
Well, sure, of course. You know, he should. He has that character, got a good pedigree, good family. You would expect that from him. Again, you know, I just feel like that he's won 2 Super Bowls, done a lot for the organization, should be allowed to exit on his own terms, but it's time to go.
He's probably going to retire at the end of the season. Who knows? He's one play away now as a backup quarterback from being right back in there.
Let me throw this at you. Gardner Minshew, when Nick Foles comes back, will Gardner Minshew not go sit down?
Yes, he'll sit down because Nick Foles got paid $88 million to come in there and be the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yes, Gardner Minshew will go sit on the bench.
I don't think he will. Not if he's won every game that Nick Foles hasn't played.
Well, then if that's the case, the Jaguars are wasting money. They're just wasting money if you don't pay the quarterback that you brought in for $88 million.
That's why you don't sign backup quarterbacks at $88 million.
Well, I mean, can't do it. I'm not in the front office of Jacksonville. I'm just saying when he's ready to come back, he's the starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Unless Gardner Minshew's 4-0.
He's 1-1 right now as a starter.
Unless Gardner Minshew's 4-1.
Okay. So we'll see. Well, he's got the city buzzing down there. Could be like a Jake Fromm, Jacob Eason kind of deal. Mm. You never know, but, you know, he's getting paid big money, Nick Foles, and he will be the starter when he comes back. NFL is a business.
Jalen Ramsey, they're not going to trade you, brother.
I wouldn't trade him.
Go play.
Go play. Play out your deal. Sign somewhere as a free agent.
Well, they hold the option on him for a 5th year.
Yeah. He's one of the best cover corners in the NFL.
I heard something interesting. I was down in Jacksonville working yesterday. I heard something interesting. Tell me what you think about this. I heard on Sports Talk down there in Jacksonville, someone called in and said, would you make this trade, Jalen Ramsey to the Lions for Darius Slay and a draft pick?
No. I wouldn't make that trade. Ramsey's a younger player.
So you wouldn't take Darius Slay, who is one of the best 5 cover corners in
the game? He's one of the best 5 cover corners in the NFL.
Round, I would.
Jaguars need more help. They need other help, especially on the offense. They need playmakers on offense. Antonio Brown, could he be a Jaguar?
No.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Don't know who the first place team is in the NFC North.
That would be the Detroit Lions. Thank you. The 2-0-1 Detroit Lions. Now we get your high school power poll.
Well, before we do that, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time.
Especially Kit.
And that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they have you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
All right, so here we go, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So we'll go ahead and throw out the disclaimer. Look, it's because I have Team X ranked ahead of Team Y. I'm not saying Team X is better than Team Y. All I'm saying is that Team X has played better in their schedule, what's on their schedule, than what Team Y has. That's all I'm saying.
Which is absolutely nothing that you've just wasted 30 seconds on. All right.
Recap from last week. Last week we had number 10, Toombs, 9, Irwin, 8, Appling, 7, South Effingham, 6, Pierce, 5, Jeff Davis, 4, Camden, 3, Coffee, 2, Lowndes, and number 1 last week was Valdosta. This week, sliding in for the first time this season at the Jason Bishop Power Rankings at 4-1, the Bullock Academy Gators at number 10.
Next, I'm not even commenting on that.
Sliding down two spots, losing a tough game. At 4-1, at number 9, the South Effingham Mustangs.
South Effingham stays in the rankings after losing, giving up 42 points and losing last week. So Bullock Academy and South Effingham are 9-10. Okay.
Falling 7 spots all the way down to number 8, losing last night in a very tough game. 5-1. Valdosta at number 8.
Valdosta dropped 7 spots for losing to the number 2 team. Okay, well, that's sort to be good coming up then.
at number 7, undefeated at 2-0, the Liberty County Panthers.
Okay.
What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing. Can I laugh?
At number 6,
okay.
Undefeated at 4-0, Irwin County.
Did they jump from last week?
Irwin County moved from number 9 to number 6.
Okay, they jumped from number 9 to number 6. They are the number 1 team in single-A football.
And Liberty, it was their first time in the top 10 poll this week.
2-0, Liberty.
Yes.
Man, they've had some bye weeks, haven't they?
Well, the Storm.
Storm.
At number 5, remaining number 5 at 5-0, Jeff Davis.
Jeff Davis.
Another big win for them, destroying Bacon.
They destroyed Alma, Georgia. Okay, yeah, nice win.
At number 4, the Camden County Wildcats at 5-0.
The Cats stayed at number 4 with a bye week?
Yes.
Okay.
At number 3, at 5-0, the Coffee County Trojans.
You mean the 3-7 Coffee County Trojans?
Well, they're 5-0.
They're 5-0 now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You said they were going 3-7 at the beginning of the season. Now they're 5-0.
Sliding up 4 spots from 6-2 with a huge win last night. The 5-0 Pierce County Bears at number 2.
Pierce County at number 2.
And the number 1 team in the high school football, Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, at number 1 at 6-0, the Lowndes County Vikings.
Yes, they are the number 1 team in all classifications in the state of Georgia.
And
right
now. And I really tussled between them and Pierce.
There's no tussle there. But I've got some issues with a couple of these teams in this poll. I got issues with Bullock Academy.
They're 4-1.
Yeah, well.
They scored 70 points last night.
So Frederica scored like 60 against the same team.
Frederica's got 2 losses.
South Effingham, they're about to be exposed for the fraud that they are. Liberty County will get exposed for the fraud that they are. Jeff Davis will get exposed down the stretch. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4 teams in your top 10 are about to get exposed as frauds in the upcoming weeks.
Well, maybe you feel that way, but at the end of the day, again, these teams are ranked based upon what they've done within their schedule to this point.
The Bullock Academy.
4-1 Bullock Academy Gators.
Wow.
Sliding into the top 10 as they deserve. See, this is the thing with the rankings that I do versus everywhere else.
Yeah.
This is the most fair, unbiased poll in the entire state. It encompasses teams that deserve to be in, no matter if they're 7A or single A private. If you deserve to be in, you're in. I don't care.
So Clinch County's not in. A 1-loss Clinch County team's not in over GISA Bullock Academy. Okay. Let's see.
Clinch only's got 3 wins, my brother.
Okay. But
Bullock's got 4.
Put them on a parking lot in Waycross. Who will win that football game?
Clinch or Southeast or Bullock?
Bullock or Clinch. Who would you pick in a pick'em?
Oh, wow. That's tough. Hold on. Let me think.
Okay.
I think. Very well.
Yeah.
I'd go Clinch.
Okay.
But close.
So you take Jeff Davis, Irwin County, Liberty to beat Valdosta. You have them ranked higher than Valdosta. But
again, you know, you missed my disclaimer. Okay. Just because I have Team X ranked ahead of Team Y doesn't mean that I think Team X would beat Team Y. It's only based upon what they've done within their schedule to this point. So you don't listen.
Okay. So let's say your number 1 team, Lowndes,
uh-huh,
they would be anybody else in this top 10, correct? Let's go down. Let's just work with me here for a minute.
Okay.
Lowndes will beat anybody else in this top 10.
Well, Lowndes is going to get a shot at Camden.
Yeah.
We know that's going to happen.
Right.
So I don't know if they'd beat Coffee. I don't know if they'd beat Camden.
Okay.
They obviously have beaten Valdosta. So, yeah, I would say the only teams that I think would have a shot at beating Lowndes would be Coffee and Camden.
Okay. So you think have a shot. Number 2, Pierce County. I see 3 teams on this thing. I see 1, 2... 3 teams. I see Coffee, Camden, and Valdosta that I know would beat Pierce County.
Well, Pierce County's AAA.
Oh, I get that, but I'm just trying to prove a point here to our listeners who are sitting here saying, right now, you're trying to make the argument. Is he serious? That's the questions I'm
getting.
You're
trying to make the argument that a higher classification team should be ranked ahead of a lower classification team. And again, I'll say this one more time.
Yeah.
Just because I have a team ranked ahead of another team doesn't mean that I think they can beat that team. I have them ranked ahead of them because they've done better in their schedule.
So here's my question to you, and this is a direct question that you can't politically spin. Would Pierce County beat Coffee, Camden, and Valdosta?
I think that if Pierce County were in the same classification and had the same number of players, they would be competitive against those teams.
So the answer is no. All right, Coffee County.
That's not what I said.
Okay, so Coffee County at number three. They've got Valdosta coming up, so we'll find out about that. Oh, we're going to get away from that. But, yeah, apparently he's not serious, but he's trying to give you the spin that he is serious. That's the answer to your question, Facebook Live.
I am serious.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Ware County Gators came into Glenn County Stadium needing a win against Glenn Academy, and they got that win, dominating the Terriers 35-13. Brunswick, also in need of a win, got it as well, coming from behind to win 29-19 over New Hampstead. MCA and Calvary Day squared off in a game that most thought Calvary Day would dominate. MCA instead hung tough but lost a heartbreaker 28-21. Brantley took down Berrien 31-24. Wayne also comes back from a big deficit. against Appling to win 33-24. And finally, Pierce knocks off South Effingham 42-28 to stay unbeaten.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
And in the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. And it's tricky to rock around, to rock around, that's right, on time it's tricky. Hold the team, tricky.
And it's tricky to rock around, to rock around, that's right, on time it's tricky. Tricky. Join us in just a moment, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, but first, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch is brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and Pristine Water.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau, or give them a call at 912-265-9175.
Well, that's not where we're supposed to be.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at the Southern Sports Edition.
Okay. You want to try that again?
Back here on the Jason Bishop Show.
Perfect.
It's Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now we get to the segment that we like to call Make Jason Bishop Smarter with Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thanks for coming on.
Hey, great coming on.
Sure, and of course, Dr. Sasser is with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Johan Camargo, man, I tell you what, I don't know about you, and I'd like to get your opinion on this. I have never in my entire life seen as many injuries ransacked a roster as the Braves have had in the last 2 months. Isn't it crazy?
Oh, I agree. It's like they just need to get to the end of the season to give him a chance to heal.
Yeah, no kidding. So Johan Camargo goes down. Originally, it was diagnosed as a contusion, a right shin contusion. They have since changed that diagnosis to a fractured right shin. How easy is that injury to misdiagnose, a fractured right shin as a contusion?
Well, you know, first off, it was from a foul ball, and so, I mean, those are traveling at 100 miles an hour when it comes off the bat and hits his shin, so that's enough energy, of course, to cause a fracture, but at the same time, that's not the top of your radar. I mean, you really wouldn't think it's going to be a fracture. I would have said contusion first off also.
Taking a look at the injury now, we're heading into the playoffs. They've already said he's not going to be back for at least the first round. Is there a chance if the Braves get through the divisional series that he'll be ready to play come NLCS time if they get that far?
Right, and it really depends on it really depends on how quick he heals. I mean, of course, right after it happened, I know they got an x-ray. They looked at the x-ray. You probably couldn't really see the fracture. So if nothing else, this is probably a little hairline crack. And that might take 4 to 6 weeks and may get him back, but we'll have to see.
In the role, you're talking about the 4 to 6 weeks. In the role that they're going to use him as, you know, he's come off the bench all year. Now, granted, I'm assuming that if he comes back early, you're probably not going to want to throw him out at shortstop. But if he comes back maybe a week early and he's only out for 3 weeks or maybe right at that fourth week and he's not fully healed and you only want him to pinch hit, would he be able to do that?
Well, the problem is pinch hit's one thing, but he's got to run.
That's a good point. Didn't think about that. That's kind of what I do on the show. I don't think
yeah,
things through.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I didn't know if you knew something that I didn't, but you got to hit the ball, you got to run, and so if you had somebody right beside him, so and again, I think you're going to have just as much stress initially with just that pitch hit, you know.
Again, joining us here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. With that hairline fracture, you know, we were talking about the 4 to 6 weeks coming back early. It being a hairline fracture versus a full-on break, which one's worse? Is it worse just to break the thing out right in there? Which one is worse to have done?
Right, right. And again, I think a full-on break, because that would require either immobilization for an extended period of time or fixation, and we wouldn't be having this discussion because he'd be out basically for at least 2 to 3 months. But the fact that it's a hairline fracture, when you think of a hairline fracture in a lot of people, especially athletes, we think of that more as a stress fracture, meaning they've done something again and again and again and again that it's created a weakness in the bone. However, in this situation, this was an acute mechanism, you know, ball off his shin that created a little crack there. So the fact that it's not displaced, the fact that it's more of an acute trauma, because a lot of times these stress fractures, it takes a long time for them to heal, that a acute trauma and a little hairline fracture, that might actually heal up pretty quick.
Any kind of lingering effects, let's say that, you know, he's capable of running from the batter's box to first base. He gets to that point, any type of lingering effects that we might see from him, is his speed going to be affected, his range playing defense, or those things just he's completely back once the thing gets healed?
No, I think once he's healed, again, it's the same thing, because this is more of an acute traumatic type injury. I think once he's healed, it's healed. Now, again, if you have something like a stress fracture from an overuse type injury, what you worry about in those situations is that the bone doesn't actually get that sort of healing response, and so you do have a lingering effect. You actually have an increased risk that you could get another fracture. But with this, as long as really it's going to be more for him to tell the coach and the physician after a certain number of weeks that he's not having any pain, and as they increase his activity, if he's not having any pain, he should be healing.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
This being a bone break, I'm assuming there's
to a certain degree, you know, a lot of these places, the NFL, MLB, NBA, they can really unweight you and continue to do a lot of cardio. They have those underwater treadmills and things like that. So they might be able to work on continuing with his conditioning in that respect and continue upper body type work.
Dr. Sasser, I want to thank you for joining us again. Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery joining us here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on Bishop Media Sports Network. Dr. Sasser, thank you for your time.
Hey, I appreciate it, Jason. Thanks for calling.
All right.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.